Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Empire Radio. I'm your host, Michael David, and today we have with us at the round table, she is the CEO and Chief Zookeeper at Alive Studios, LLC. It's none other than Cynthia Kay. Hello, Cynthia. How are you today?
Hello. Good, good. Thank you.
Good. So tell us, Cynthia, who are you and what do you do?
Okay, so yeah, I'm the CEO and Chief Zookeeper of Alive Studios. And why my title of Chief Zookeeper is we use animated 3D zoo animals to teach reading and math for early learners. So I've got a kind of a little fun title in there along with CEO.
Cynthia, why go into this line of work in the first place?
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. I have four kids. I birthed my two girls, but we adopted two boys from an orphanage out of Russia when they were 5 and 6. And teaching them to speak English wasn't too bad, but teaching them to read English was a real challenge. I mean, the boys really, really struggled, and nothing was working traditionally. So we tried public school and private school, and I have a teaching background. I thought, how hard can this be? I'll try to teach the boys. But they were getting older, and we mostly cried together. We're trying to get them to read, and nothing was really working. And I don't know if you know this, Michael, but 67% of our fourth graders in America, when we test them, are not proficient in reading.
Wow.
So it's a national, really, crisis, as well as a personal problem for me, too. And I thought, how can we fix this? I had another tech company at the time selling interactive whiteboards to classrooms, but never software. And I didn't know what to do to help our kids. But one day, this young guy, he worked in my customer care department, long, you know, kind of black, red hair. And he's like, Cynthia, come here, I want to show you something. And I'm like, what is it? So we had this document camera and a white piece of paper with a black square. He slid it under the camera and the Eiffel Tower popped up in 3D. I go, what? What is that? He goes, oh, that's like augmented reality. I had no idea what he was talking about. But when I saw that 3D Eiffel Tower, I thought, gosh, I wonder if we could use animals and teach kids how to read with this type of technology. Well, you know, augmented reality is actually getting pretty popular now. It's used in Pokemon Go now with the cell phones. And so I put some money aside. I brought in a bunch of talent and teachers, and we started developing a program. We didn't know what we were doing. We were over budget and took us a long time, but we birthed Letters Alive, and that's our flagship product right now at our company, Alive Studios. We're 3 years old this month, and we sell Letters Alive and Math Alive to classrooms all over the country to help teachers teach kids in a really fun and engaging way with this new tech. And it's working, which is very rewarding.
Well, congratulations and happy birthday. Let's talk a little bit about Letters Alive. How does it work, and how does it work in conjunction with Common Core?
Yeah, so it's aligned to Common Core or TEKS, a lot of the state standards throughout the country. Some of the states are a little different. But you have your typical alphabet card. It looks like a regular alphabet deck. But when you put it underneath our camera that comes in the kit and you hook it up to your Mac or your PC, these animals, let's say I put the letter L down, well, a lion pops out and he roars. So on the screen, you can see he's 3D. You can tilt the animal in all different directions. And then you could start building sentences. So you could say the lion can run. And then the lion interacts with that verb and he starts running on the screen. So the kids can build thousands of interactive sentences with their favorite animals, learn letter names and letter sounds, because the letters will pop up in 3D too. And it uses a lot of different learning modalities for kids. So whether they're visual or they like to hold things or the auditory, creates an emotion. Kids that are struggling to read, something usually catches their attention and it helps them.
what I think is the most impressive part about all this is that it seems like Rosetta Stone came to life for kids.
Right, yeah, it's a different, you're right, it's a totally different dimension for kids.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it really has brought, I feel, learning letters to a whole nother level. I remember when I was learning how to read in school, it was terrible, it was horrific.
Yeah, it was Dick and Jane, I'm dating myself, but yeah, you know, it was just very, you know, boring, but this really makes it really fun. The kids are screaming and laughing.
Right.
We had some parents coming down the hall, and they heard the kids screaming and laughing. They go, "What's going on?" They go, "Oh, that's just Letters Alive. They're learning their letters and sounds with animals, you know." So,
and I think
it's cool.
I think what we often forget as adults is that kids learn through play. So if kids aren't playing or they aren't engaged, they aren't learning too well.
Right. And especially for this digital generation, too. So it's high tech, but it is play. You're right. It kind of marries both of them.
Right, right. And, you know, we're even hearing soon that I believe it is some states, they're going to even be teaching coding in their elementary schools. So the idea that we can teach reading without technology, I feel, you know, we're just lying to ourselves. We have to get these kids very capable with these kinds of technology in their hands.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And it's our whole mission and passion at Alive Studios is to get our kids proficient in reading and math by third grade. Because if we don't win it by third grade and we keep promoting these kids and they haven't learned to read, it becomes, they really never catch up. When they test them again in eighth grade, they do not get any better.
Yeah.
It's still really poor. So for the sake of the children, we really have got to put a real effort to help them win this when they're young. But right before 8 years old is when 2 to 8 is really our sweet spot in trying to help our children to learn to read in a fun and engaging way.
Yeah, and fact of the matter is that the earlier your child learns to read, that is directly related to how well they will do in college or the lack thereof, and how well they will do in their careers. So
absolutely.
So getting our children to read and read early is extremely important. So I feel that there is no better way than Alive Studios. We want to send everyone to your website, which is alivestudiosco.com. Alive Studios, studios is plural, so there's an S at the end. Alivestudiosco.com, alivestudiosco.com. They can also go ahead and email Cynthia. Cynthia spelled C as in Charles, Y, N as in Nancy, T as in Thomas, H-I-A. That's C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Cynthia, at alivestudiosco.com, Cynthia, at alivestudiosco.com. You can also go ahead and phone the offices directly at 678-404-7473. That's 678-404-7473. Cynthia, we are against the time, but I just want to ask real quick for all those teachers out there. If I'm a teacher or I'm a principal administrator in my school, I'm listening in, how can I get this program for my school?
Yeah, so they can go to our website. We sell it through our website. Or they can call or email for a quote, and the schools send in purchase orders so they can do it that way. But yeah, we'd love to hear from everybody, and thanks for sharing our mission and vision with everybody.
Of course. Again, for everyone, that's alivestudiosco.com, alivestudiosco.com, teaching kids how to read one lion at a time. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for coming on. It's really a pleasure to have
you. Thank
you. Of course. And to everyone else, we'll be back right after these messages.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. That's diploma to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.